paragraph tezayin. Viato muvon ktsas divrei rabbi semazal. Now we can understand what the Gemara says in Pesachim. Shomu al posuk moishivi akeres habayis. Asauni bonecho kechul dazu shedoro beikrei habat ikrei batim. The Gemara says Hashem says your children have made me. Have compared me to a chulda that lives in the crevices and the foundations of houses. Upirush Rashi, Bavonos Yisrael, as a result of the sins of the Jews. Kalidea Vonos Yisrael, Mizgaberes Halomo, Shibachinas Chulda, Shuahepech Mi Binyan Abayis Kanal. Because through our sins, we strengthen the Halomo, which is the concept of the chulda, which is the opposite of building a bias, you know, because the chulda is known that it eats away at the foundations of homes. V'alkein achar mayis leidel et stav amalech samishkan zohov v'chesav v'nachishes. And this is why, right after the people participated in the pegam of the egel azohov, right after that, Hashem commanded them to make the mishkan, made out of gold and silver and copper. Because when Hashem saw that even after Matan Torah, where he revealed himself so prominently in the world, still there was such a great Ha'alomo, and the main thing that caused it was the fact that the Jews had a lot of gold at the time, as it says in Hosea, or V'dizov in the beginning of Chumash Devarim, as the Gemara says, that because they had so much gold, that's what made it easy for them to get involved in Avodah Zarah. That was a test. Ki ikra ha'alomo alidei taivas mamoin. Once again, this shows us that the main thing that hides Hashem, that covers up the Kedusha, is money, and the wrong type of desire for money. So, oz tziva mashim yisporach ha'malech samishkan. So, right after the Egel Azov, Hashem instructed them to make the Mishkan, sheyaviu hazov v'chesed, etc., v'malech samishkan, that they should bring the gold and silver and use it for making the Mishkan. Shaydei zeh yoytziu mehel amalagiloi. That will help them take the Hashem and everything of Kedusha and take it out of its hiding, out of its cover-up, and reveal it. Because as we learned earlier, the main Hamtoka Zadin was from the Holy of Holies, which was in the Mishkan and in the Beis Hamikdash. V'alkein Iker Kol HaTaharoi Saidei Mayim. And this is why, in general, when we speak about purification, it's done through water. She'ein Shom Chulda, where there is no Chulda. V'alkein Kol HaTaharo Meho Hashanim Asruch Manal Diskois Leitza Shleimo Shleitis Al Meitono Eitza Maidei B'chinas Mayim Tohirim. And this is why Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Torah Samach Aleph from Likutei Moharan that a person who is poigim in Emunas Chachomim, and as a result of that he has these Ashanim Sruchim that are messing up his brain, these disgusting vapors that go up to his brain, instead of the food improving his thinking, instead the food clouds his brain and blocks him from being Zoyche to Eitz Shleima. So in order to purify oneself from that, Rabbeinu Zal says over there, it's accomplished through Mayim Tohirim, through purifying waters, which are compared to Machloikis. Shein B'chinas Cherev Shel Shechita, which we said earlier, that's the knife that's used for Shechita, which is also, Cherev is also a term for Machloikis. Nimtza, Shecherev V'sakin Shel Shechita, Hein B'chinas Mayim, She'ein Shem Chulda Shemar Lemes. So therefore, the Shechita knife is compared to these waters where you don't have chulda, which hides the emes. Sheze ikra tikkun, that the main tikkun is from this mayim. Alkein osu chaloda b'shchita. That's why chaloda is a no-no when it comes to shchita. That chapter in Tehillim says, Zechor ani mecholed, vecheldi ka'ayin egdecho, ach kol hevel kolodom. Rav Nosnell quotes a few psukim that use that word choled. Soif Odom Lomus, the Soif Behemo Leshchita, Ashur Mi Shamole Batorah. There's a famous quotation that the end of man is death, the end of animal is to be slaughtered. Fortunate is the person who is zeicha to put in the proper effort into Torah. Minza, shashchita, mazkere samisa. So therefore, shchita reminds us about our own death. Shehu b'chinas lohitzi mihela malagiroi, which is the concept of taking those things that are covered up and revealing them. Sheikaro hulamo el b'Torah, where the main place that we do that is in our study of Torah, where we're constantly taking things that we didn't know and learning them, studying them, revealing them. B'chinas ashrei mi she'amol el b'Torah. But this is all showing the kesher between these three statements. Paragraph Yitzayim. Zebchinas Toikev Hanes Shel Purim. Based on all of this, we could understand the great miracle of Purim. Shehu Hachnos Klipas Homan Amolek, which is when we bring about the downfall of the Klipa of Homan Amolek. Shehu Iker Zuamas Anochosh, Balamas Hachomim. Amolek represents the main filth of the snake, which we learned earlier is the concept of pegamim munas chachomim, she'al yodo ikra ha'aloma v'astora. That's what causes the greatest covering up of kedusha of Hashem. V'zeh she'mesaper samigilo migodo oitzim haflogas v'ashivot shel Ahasuerus. This is why we find in the Megillah it speaks about the incredible wealth of Ahasuerus, chur karpas v'techeles mitoy zohav v'kesef, that he displayed at that party he made. Because the main thing that causes this haloma, Hashem and the Kedusha to be hidden, is the wrong kind of wealth. And we find that at that party, Ahasuerus was also machshel them with his nus, as the Gemara says. And also the actual eating of a meal, you know, of a goy. And as a result of Klal Yisrael being nichshal and all of these things, as a result of that, that's what gave Ahasuerus the power, and Haman the power to take control of the Jewish people. K'may Shomer Hazal, as the Gemara says, Mutnei Ma Nischaivu. Why were the Jews worthy of almost being wiped out? Was because of these things, because they enjoyed, they participated in the meal of Ahasuerus. The miracle of Purim came about through the tzaddikim, Mordechai and Esther. Esther, hibchinas akeres habayis. Esther is the woman who is referred to as the akeres habayis. Bechinas hakdusha hanuflo hamistateres umesalemes betoikev hahastora v'aloma. This is referring to a very, very high level of holiness that hides itself when there is this incredible hastora and haloma. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses in Torah Nun Vav, in the first half of Likutei Moharan, Rabbeinu Zal says there that within the hastora, shebetoy hastora, there you usually have a very high level of Torah. Bechinas, as the pasuk, as the Gemara says, "Asouni bonecha kechudo hadora beikrei abatim." Hashem says, "Your children have made me like a chudo, which lives in the crevices, you know, in the foundations of homes, very hidden away." Dahainu shehi neelemes kaviyachol, very hidden. Betoich klipas hachudo shemisham kol haalomos. The Kiddusha goes into hiding, covered up by this clip of chuldah, which causes all of this cover-up. But because Esther Amalka was so religious and so holy and so pure, she was able to be successful against this Hastorah. As the Pasuk says in Kohelet, sometimes it seems as if a person is taking control of somebody else, but really that brings his downfall. It seems as if he's gaining power and taking control, but it ends up being his destruction. Just as in the case of Haman. And all of this was accomplished, especially through the koyach of Mordechai Atzadik, Shehu Psachya, where the Gemara says one of his names is Psachya, Shehoyot Poseach Bedvorim V'Dorshim, because Mordechai Tzadik was the one who would open things up and reveal them and explain them. Poseach Daikor. Rav Mosnel says, look at the wording that the Gemara uses. His name was Psachia, to open. Hainu Shehoyot Poseach U'Megale Toikev Ha'Haloma V'Astoro Ha'idei Droshos V'Dorshim. So that this means that Mordechai Tzadik opened up and revealed that which originally was so hidden through his great holy lectures. So he revealed such wondrous Torah with such powerful sechel and deep. Through which he was able to broadcast to everybody in the world the foolishness of this physical world. And he taught them the incredible advice that's needed to be saved from all the foolishness of this world. This is what the pasuk, my mouth gives forth chochma, which is also mentioned in that chapter 49 in Tehillim, that our whole discussion is based on. This is the famous pasuk in the Megillah. V'chinas oyer tzadikim yismach. The oyer of tzadikim brings joy. Oyer, v'chinas is galus. Oyer, light, means revelation. Hepech halom of astor shuvenas choshech, which is the opposite of hidden, covered up, which is darkness. V'ze vikor. And this is the word vikor there, which refers to tefillin, moichen, hepech, odom, bikor, bal yolin, which is the opposite of what it says over there in Torah, in Tehillim, chapter 49, that we're discussing here, that man fell, Odom Rishon fell right on his first day that he was in the world, he fell. He was not zeicha to remain bikor, you know, in the high level. With this we could also understand why we read Parshas Poro after Purim. The Kosav Admor Rabbeinu writes in chapter 74, in the second half of Likut Imran, Shebetchilo hu Pur, v'achar kach nase Poro. That at first we have something called Pur, on Purim, that's the lots that Haman drew, and then eventually it becomes Poro, which is the parsha that we read, the Maftir that we read after Purim. V'lechoyra, ma shaychis Pur l'Poro? The question is, what's the connection between the two? Ach al pianal, based on what we learned though, shaydei ha-Pur rotzo livgoyim b'ha-goyel shel yom ha-Kippurim. Haman Arishon, by making his lottery, wanted to be poigim in the lottery that the Kohen Gadol makes on Yom Kippur to decide between the Sor Lashem and Sor Lazozel. Shal Yodoy Nichnas HaKohen Gadol Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim Ram Tikol Adinim. That's what enabled the Kohen Gadol to enter into the Holy of Holies, through which he was zeicha to be Mam Tikol Adinim. Shai Deze Iker His Galus Haloma. And when we were mamtik all dinim, when we erase all the sins of the Jews, that's when we reveal the light from the haloma. Ki kol ha'aloma yisaydei adinim, shem koyach ha'sitrach ravayitzahor ha'malamemis. Because all coverings and hiddenness of Kedusha is caused through dinim, which are the power of the sitrach, which hides the emis. V'homon ha'idei shipo pura goyro b'chshofov v'atzumim, rotzo livgoyim b'goydol the goydel, the kedusha shel Yom Kippurim, shenosin Aaron al shnei asirim goydel chadash and goydel chadazozel. Haman, when he made his lottery, using his incredibly powerful magic that he knew at the time, he wanted to be pagan in the lottery, the holy lottery of Yom Kippur, which Aaron made on the two sirim. Alkein kishesochu lachnioi. Therefore, when they succeeded in overcoming Haman, V'nase Purim, al shem ha-Pur, and the holiday of Purim was established based on that Pur, showing that the Jews were victorious against the lottery of Haman HaRasha, zoichin achakach l'taras por aduma, We go straight from Purim into Parshas Korah, which of the purity of the Korah Duma. Ki Korah Duma, the Sora HaMishtaleach, Hein Bebechinas Achas. Because the methodology by which we process the Korah Duma and the methodology by which the Kohen Gadol process the Soyer HaMishtaleach on Yom Kippur, the Soyer HaZozel, is the exact same method. Ki Shneim Maaseim Bachutz, Kemuvim B'Sforim. Because the Gemara, the other Sfarim tradition tells us that both the Korah Duma and the Soyer HaZozel were not processed inside the Beis HaMikdash, they were processed outside. Bal Yogam Daikur, Iker Taharas Yisrichas Avoinayim. And these two, the Korah Duma and the Soyer HaZozel, they were among the most important and most effective things in purifying our sins. Ki Iker Maisa Poro Hu Shetzrichim Eshochto Noichach Pesach Oyel Moed Shu Kodesh HaKadoshim. Because the main action of the Korah Duma, the shechting of the Korah Duma, had to be done facing the entrance to the Oyel Moed. Meaning looking inside the Oyel Moed all the way to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Lahamshech haHamtoka Mishor miKodesh HaKadoshim. In order to draw the Hamtoka from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Ad shebetoikev goydol koyach hatzadik hamamtik adinim yelimshech hasech alayim shu Hamtoka ad lachutz mamish. So that using the power of the great tzadik, the tzaddik lemes, who has the ability to be mounted to demon, he draws that high-level sechel, which is the amtoka, from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he draws it through the Oyel Moed, all the way outside. Sheyeh nimshach mishon eitzos niflois, to be able to draw from there incredible advice, at shekol hoindim bachutz mamish, so that even those people who are outside the Kedusha, not those who are in the Oyel Moed in the Mishkan, even the people who are outside, Mamish, Yilehem Tikvo, that there should be hope for them also. Leval Yoivdu, Legamri, so that they shouldn't go lost, Chas Hashem, completely, Aridei Hizgabrus, Avi Avoy Satuma Chas Hashem, Shu Tumas Mes, through the fact that they became Tomei to a corpse, which is the most severe type of Tuma. Shehu Malim Hoemes, Moid Moid, becoming Alonso Athurk Lishiv Erech, which this Tuma covers up the truth incredibly, with all kinds of coverings. Avol tzadik lemes nichnas lemokim shenichnas kam, but the true tzadik is zoiche to enter into where he has to enter. Ki hu b'chinas Moshe shu tikun ma'aseh Torah. The true tzadik corresponds to Moshe Rabbeinu, shekol tikun ma'aseh Torah, she'osu kol hakohanim gedolim hakol al yedei daiko. Whereby all the tikkunim of Korah Duma, which all the Kohanim and all the generations did, was all through Moshe Rabbeinu. K'moshem Razal, as the Gemara says, and Rashi quotes this in Chumash Bamidbar, Kulam Yikoru Al Shmecho, that all the subsequent Korah Dumas that will be brought by Kohanim Gedolim throughout all the generations will all be called, associated with the Korah Duma of Moshe Rabbeinu. And all of them had to have a little bit of the ash of the Korah Duma that Moshe Rabbeinu made mixed into them. Because the only one who has the ability to complete the tikkun of Korah Duma properly is Moshe Rabbeinu. Sheyokor milifnai vilifnim. The true tzaddik, who is considered on a higher level than the Kohen Gadol, who entered into the inner sanctum, the Lefnai V'Lefnim. You have the famous pasuk in Mishlei, V'Korohi Mepninim, that the Torah, the Talmud Chacham, is more precious than Pninim. The Gemara says Pninim is Lefnai V'Lefnim, the Kohen Gadol went into the inner sanctum. Shenichnas L'mokim Shenichnas. Again, the true tzaddik enters into the Kodesh HaKodoshim, Ad shemamshich hamtoka shel asech loyin ad lechutz mamish, till and has the ability to draw the hamtoka of that sech loyin from the Kodesh Kedoshim, to draw it all the way outside. Letaher kol amrochem lechutz mamish, in order to purify those people who are outside the kedusha from their incredible impurity, shu tumas mes shu avi avoy satuma, the most severe type of tuma al pi halacha is tumas mes, which is called Avi Avoy Satuma, letaharon mitumazois, to be able to purify them even from this most severe tumah.